Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, off and running on a getaway Friday, July the 17th, 2020, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. How about that? Want to let everybody know we had two great guests on the program yesterday, Jimmy McMillan and Rich Cordray. Hopefully you got a lot of information, a lot of opinion, and hopefully took something away from those interviews. Now, today, I will be with you for 5 solid hours, starting at 8 o'clock this morning and running through 1 o'clock this afternoon. So hopefully, we have a lot of conversation on the toll-free phone line here. That's always a lot of fun. And the other day, we had great response talking about President Harding. And we're going to do more of that today because it's a big story. It's an interesting story. And I think it merits being talked about. And we'll have some trivia as the day goes along as well. I'm not sure if we'll go back to Family Feud today or if we'll try to finish out the patriotic trivia or if we'll do... we have some other trivia in there. I'm not sure which trivia we'll do, but we will work something out for the program. Now, before we get into all this, there's a couple things I need to talk about that I didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday that happened on Wednesday because, obviously, we had guests yesterday. So, we're going to hold off on Governor DeWine here for just a second, and we're going to start with something kind of light, kind of airy, because Fridays have become a very interesting day, truly a getaway day here at WWGH Radio. They've become a mystery day to a certain extent, because I start the show here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I really don't know what's going to happen by the time I end the day at 1 o'clock. You never know who's going to show up. You never know who's out there listening. You never know what's going to go on. There have been several odd, odd experiences, odd occurrences that have happened over the last few weeks, always on Friday. So I guess we'll see what happens today. Maybe this will be another one of those Fridays that we will see what happens as the day goes along. Now, on Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday, if you were listening on Wednesday morning, we had, boy, I hope this was Wednesday. See, the mind starts to go. Yeah, it was Wednesday. Now that I think about it, it was Wednesday. Wednesday morning, there had been something kind of a long time coming. Now, what had happened was, we've been talking about Dunkin' Donuts on this station since late last year. When are they going to open? What's going to happen? So on and so forth. And apparently now we are on the precipice of them opening. Somebody told me July 24th, which would be next week. See, the 24th must not be right because the 17th is today. That would put 19th, 20th, 21st, 27th, that would be next Friday. Was it the 21st? Might have been the 21st that we heard Dunkin' Donuts was going to be opening next Tuesday. By the way, if anybody has a firm date on that, when Dunkin' Donuts is opening, they still don't have a sign out front. Well, they didn't have a sign out front yesterday. When I passed by Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, there is still no sign saying when they will be open. Yeah, somebody said the 21st. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I don't see a sign out there yet. Now, maybe there is a sign, but yesterday when I drove by, I did not see a sign. So, This has been going on for a while, the 21st Dunkin' Donuts opening conversation. So, in the midst of that conversation, what happened was I invented a donut. This maybe was a month ago. I invented a donut called an apple butter donut because I love apple butter, and I don't understand why apple butter cannot be squeezed into a donut like jelly and just put have some topping put on that and have it make it an apple butter donut. And I thought this should be named after me, and this would all be great, and everything would be hunky-dory. And the day I first talked about an apple butter donut, there was a lot of feedback on it. Everybody was excited. Apple butter donuts were the thing. And then nothing happened. It was like a month passed by, and it was as if the conversation on apple butter donuts had never happened. Well, speed up to this week. The other night, I put a note up on Facebook. I put a post up on Facebook about apple butter donuts. Would these be a good thing? Would these not be a bad thing? Or would they be a good thing? Would they be a bad thing? And essentially, there was a lot of feedback on that on Tuesday night, I think that was. But, you know, it was feedback. Most people said they thought it was a good idea. But again, you would have to home make these things. So, Wednesday morning, apple butter donuts showed up to the studio. Not going to say how, not going to say why, not going to get into that part of this because I think this is the more important part of the conversation. Ever since the apple butter donuts showed up to the studio on Wednesday morning, and I'm not sure how long an apple butter donut will keep. I mean, they've been in the container. They've been in the airtight container since Wednesday morning. So Friday morning, that's only 48 hours. I think they're probably still good. But the thing about it is that there has been somebody complaining for 48 hours that they want one of these donuts. And I've said, come get a donut. A matter of fact, the other morning, I said to this person, I said, come in tomorrow morning, come in Thursday morning, and get a donut. They're here. You can have one. They're open for consumption. And the person said, I'm not coming in to get a donut. I'm not coming in to get a donut. Okay, well, that's fine. And then I hear more back about this. Where's my donut? Where's my donut? Where's my donut? Now, once again, I have the donuts here this morning. A matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. You know, things happen in a serendipitous way. The apple butter donuts were made the other day, and Jeff Ruth came in and copped one of the apple butter donuts on Wednesday. And it just so happened that the brother of Andrew Schwartz owns Andrew's Pastries. The brother of Andrew Schwartz was listening to the show that morning when Jeff Ruth came in and took one of the apple butter donuts. So he showed up that day, I think, with two fritters. Now, I don't know if they're apple fritters, to be honest. I haven't even looked at them. They're still in the bag wrapped up on a plate. So not only out here do we have the container of apple butter donuts from Wednesday, but we have two apple fritters from Andrew's Pastries, also from Wednesday. And let me tell you, nobody is going to eat these donuts at this particular point because I've had my fill of the apple butter donuts. They're good, but I've had my fill of them. Nobody has ever touched the Andrew's Pastries donuts, which I'm sure are just delicious. They're still sitting out here. And yet, we have not had this person who has been complaining for 2 days to come in and get an apple butter donut. Now, here's how I figure this. Being 48 hours since the apple butter donuts were created on Wednesday morning, I think this person should have to come get the donut this morning. Now, they can. Here's the deal. They can not only have an apple butter donut, but they can also have one of these fritters from Andrew's. So, we are open here. So, you know, I'll be here for 5 hours today. So if you want an Andrew's fritter or you want an apple butter donut, They are here. They are in the studio and ready for consumption. So, and I'm getting a lot of feedback here right now. It's just been rolling for the last few minutes here. I don't know that I'm holding any donuts hostage, but here we go. The donuts are here. Now, I did say, I will say this, and I said this to the person off the air, so this was not an on-the-air thing. I said, you know, it would be nice if you brought me a large diet soda from McDonald's and maybe a breakfast, you know, like the scrambled eggs and the two sausage patties, which, I mean, that's all under $5. And here I am with the donuts in the studio. Now, don't you think that this is fair? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, see, I'm not sure why this person is railing so heavy against picking up these donuts. They've been here before. This is not like an outlandish thing. And now they say they're going to go to Andrew's and get their own donuts. I don't know. Yeah, so the invitation's open. And again, you never know what's going to happen on a Friday. So we'll see what happens. But I wanted to start off the show by bringing up that story, because I never thought the apple butter donut story would turn into such a catastrophe of epic proportions. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. I got a question to ask you about the Marion area.
Oh, go right ahead.
How is a judge that's been convicted of a hit and run and leaving the scene of an accident able to magistrate on a murder trial for a child?
Well, I'll tell you, this has been a big point of conversation here in the Marion area, and obviously we're talking about Judge Warner,
who
started a murder trial this week. And, well, I believe the reason is because we don't... Here's the problem, and I totally understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying, and I can understand why there is outrage all over social media and why people are upset about this. But I think the problem here is he has been sworn in as a judge, and it has not been proven in any court of law, and we all are entitled to our day in court to defend what we did. There's been no court of law. To my knowledge, there have been no charges filed against the judge.
I haven't seen no charges filed. The last thing that I seen was that him and his wife retained an attorney. And in my opinion, if he and his wife attained an attorney, they should be able to be on a judge, or on the bench, I'm sorry, magistrating a high-profile case like that, or any kind of case. Because if something happens with that, then they're going to declare a mistrial on that whole thing, then everybody's going to get away.
Well, to be honest with you, that's not really, I don't think, how it would happen. It would be a mistrial if there would be something go on regarding the case. If it was about the judge, and I'm not a legal expert, but...
I'm not either. I'm just going by what I see and what I know as 37 years in the city of Marion.
Right. Oh, yeah, I understand. And I'm glad we're having this conversation, because obviously people are talking about it. I think what would happen, first of all, is I don't necessarily know that he would be removed during a trial. And to be honest with you, I'm not even sure how that works. I don't know if the reason they're holding off on charges on him is because they want him to finish, because I imagine this trial was already on the docket when this story broke. So I think that the trial was probably already on the docket and he was assigned to it. There have been no charges filed against him. He does have an attorney, as most people do who are having people. I think the investigations are what's going on right now in the Warner case.
Yes,
but I don't believe that a trial for him would be running concurrent with a trial that he's presiding over, because I just don't think you'd have the time. I don't think he would be able to go preside over this trial and then go to another courtroom and be on trial. So my guess is, no matter what happens with the hit and run, that trial probably will not start until the trial he's presiding over is over. Now, he might be charged during, but I don't think the trial would ever start. Because, like with the auditor here in town, and it's a much lesser charge, but the charge is, you know, distributing information. And I don't know, I don't want to say what the exact charge is because I don't have it in front of me.
Distributing information about the voter fraud last year. Yes, I remember that.
Right, right. So he's been charged, and it looks like there's going to be a trial. He's retained an attorney. The city of Marion has retained an attorney. To my knowledge, they have not come to any agreement on this. That happened in November. He was charged with that. Yeah, he was charged with that in November. And here we are in July, and the trial hasn't even started.
I guess the main thing that I was mainly concerned about was justice for that baby and not want anything major to happen with him being the judge that's on the trial and something happening with it.
Right, right. I think that's right. And I don't think that I believe that's a jury trial. So the judge will not make the decision. All the judge in that case would do is sentence if the jury finds anybody guilty. And I think they would probably not start the trial for the judge until that trial was over. And again, with Judge Warner, and I just want to make this clear, you know, the problem is with the Judge Warner case.
He hasn't been charged. There isn't an eyewitness that actually verifies that he was the driver.
Right. And I don't know. You know, he has not resigned. Now, in his own mind, maybe the awful things didn't happen. I don't know. All we know for sure is, at this
speculation.
Point... speculation. Yeah, it's all speculation. And I believe everybody's innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, sir, 100%.
Right, and I think he's... I will say this. I think Judge Warner is being mistreated by social media, and I think he's been mistreated by some other news outlets, because it's okay to report the facts. I don't mind the facts, and you very eloquently just told us what the facts were. Those are the things we know for sure.
Yes,
we don't know anything else, and I have heard so many stories in the last month since we learned about this. I don't know if those are true. I really don't know. I don't know who was driving. I don't know about airbags. I don't know if anybody went up to the car. I don't know. To me, I have not seen that information testified on, and I have not seen that information in any investigation or any report that was made public. So I think this, all this speculation against him, he could be innocent. I don't know. I really don't know. And I think that
sorry to interrupt you, but I think as a parent of four kids, where all the speculation is coming from is the fact that that gentleman, judge, father, left the scene of an accident with a young individual trapped in a car when he has kids himself. I think that right there is the main controversy that's going on with everything. The fact that he left that kid to die in the car.
Right. Well, I think, I think here's what we should say about that. And again, I don't know what happened, but I would say, thank goodness the kid did not die.
Yes.
Thank goodness he did not. But you're right. At the time, we don't know. We're not doctors. We wouldn't have known how bad he was hurt. He was hurt fairly bad, I think.
Yeah.
I just don't know what happened. The question I would ask Judge Warner, and I'm sure somebody's going to ask him somewhere along the line, is why did this happen? Why did you leave the scene? And I don't know, but I think this speculation that, you know, we're hearing, you know, he walked up to the, somebody saw him walk up to the car, and, you know, we're testing airbags for DNA, and all this sort of stuff that we're hearing speculatory-wise.
I didn't read any of that in the police report from the Highway Patrol.
Right, and the police report basically says that there was an accident, and 9 hours later, the call came in. Isn't that pretty much what the police report says?
That's exactly what the police report says, sir.
Right. So if that's the police report, if that's all we know, and that's how in the world are we getting news stories, things on social media that are, I've seen things saying, how can a judge who did such and such be allowed to do this. Well, I don't know exactly what he did yet. I really don't. I'll be glad to find out during the investigation and trial.
Nobody knows who was driving that vehicle. I mean, I'm right along with you. I want the right person to be held accountable for it. I was just, I guess my main thing why I called was not knowing why he was really on a trial with his trial going on, but you clarified that his trial wasn't going on yet.
Yeah, his trial's not going on. So, and I highly doubt it will start until this trial's over, and I can't imagine this trial is going to take an awful long time. Marion trials usually do not, because we are not a big county. We're not Franklin County. We're not, you know, Cleveland. We're not Cincinnati. So I would highly doubt that it'll be a long, drawn-out thing. And the judge hasn't even been charged. So you have to be charged and then a court date set.
Yes.
If there is a court date. There might be something settled outside of court. I don't really know. I guess the investigation will come out at some point, and then we'll know what happened there. And I'm sure the judge will speak once all the investigations are over, and if there is a trial, it'll be over. So we'll find out. But I don't think there's any danger of this trial being put in jeopardy, because he hasn't even been charged yet with anything, if he ever will be charged.
Yeah, I mean, nobody really knows until that day comes.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about this particular case. And again, I think it's a jury trial. I'm not for certain, but I believe a trial like that would be a jury trial. And I highly doubt they would start a trial with Judge Warner while that trial was going on.
Yes, I think they said the other day that they already picked the jury.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the jury will be there. They'll hear the case from the two sides. And then, you know, basically the judge will just be there to sentence at the end if there is a guilty verdict that comes back.
Okay. Now, the last question I have to ask before I go is, how is Marion prepared to handle two different protests at one time in the middle of the courthouse?
Well, now, what would the two different protests be?
Well, we got... What I've seen this morning from the family's mother on the court page is they were having a protest up there to supposedly for the death penalty for the two people that did it. And there's also a big protest going on for Judge Warner to be removed.
And this is supposed to happen today at the courthouse?
Friday when the trial starts.
And so today's Friday, so it would be today?
Yeah.
Now, is this supposed to happen this morning? I'm not sure the start time of the trial.
I'm not for sure of the start time of the trial either. I just got home from work, and I was just reading on it, and I've seen your thing on there, and I just want a couple questions.
Well, to be honest with you, my guess would be if there are... I don't think you can protest inside the courthouse, so I imagine you would be protesting outside the courthouse. So I don't know that that will be... Because to be honest with you, if those are the two groups, if it's the family wanting the death penalty, and it's why is Judge Warner on this case... I don't think there should be any conflict between those groups, so I can't imagine why those two groups would, you know, I can't imagine there would be any problem. And it's your right to protest, and I'm sure the police will probably be over there making sure nothing bad happens if it's a big protest, but I don't think those two groups would get into it with each other. I don't think there's any reason for them to.
I wasn't really meaning that way. I mean... You know how some protests can get with everything going on, and with him not saying anything, I mean, one wrong thing and all heck can break loose in the city of Marion.
Well, that's true, and it's interesting. I mean, I'll be on the air till 1 o'clock today, and, you know, we're not that far from the courthouse here. So I would imagine that 9 o'clock is when things will start rolling over there, if they haven't started rolling already. I would imagine protesters would either be there already or getting ready to be there. So if anybody's driving around the streets of Marion or anybody wants to go drive over by the courthouse right now and let us know what's going on, you know, call it in. We'll take that report to see what's going on. How many people are there? What are they saying? It's going to be an interesting day, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah, well, no, I appreciate you calling this morning, and feel free to call back anytime.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, and you have a safe day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you know, and that's what we're here for. That's the type of station we are. Now, does anybody know anything more about this than I do? Because I had not heard that there were going to be two protests today. Obviously, one about the family, one for the death penalty for the family. and the other one against Judge Warner. I don't know. The judge, to my knowledge, has not been charged with anything. And we've got to be cognizant of that. We've got to stop reading social media. We've got to stop hearing what somebody in the community said. We've got to stop doing this. All we know is what's in that police report for sure. And that's what we should be talking about. If you want to talk about that case, let's talk about what's in the police report. What we know is that there was an accident, and we do know that 9 hours later, the crash was called in. That's all we know for sure. We don't know why. We don't know anything else. And people have a right to protest, and I would never step on anybody's right to protest. But the protest against Judge Warner right now, I'm not quite sure what that's all about. I don't get that. I don't know why that's become such a hot button issue, because he hasn't been charged and he hasn't stood trial, and I don't even know if the full investigations have been done yet. So shouldn't we wait to see exactly what happened before we protest? I don't know. That would just seem logical to me. Now, on the other side, you know, if you want the death penalty, I mean, I guess that's understandable. Some people believe that that's the right way to go, and especially in a horrific case like this. I just don't know. So if anybody's over by the courthouse right now or knows anything about this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here at WWGH Radio. We would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Any comments on that? Or the whole apple butter donut thing, you know, and that's just how versatile we are here at this station. We can go from a very serious story to a very unserious story. Let's put it that way. Non-serious story. But don't you think when I ask somebody to come and get an apple butter donut, that's not asking too much? When I'm willing to give them one of my donuts and possibly an Andrew's fritter, that this should be a thing, that they should just show up and get the fritter and be happy with it and eat the apple butter donut. It would be interesting to know what they think of the apple butter donut. What do they think? Do they think that this donut is good? Now, I thought it was. The apple butter donut to me tasted fine. But does anybody else think they taste fine? Now, Jeff Ruth, I think, thought it was okay. But beyond that, we really don't know. So there's that on the table this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What an interesting conversation this morning. And you know, if you want to say something about the Judge Warner issue right now, feel free to do so. I have seen so many things on Facebook. I have seen so many things. I've heard so many things in the community. I've seen that these protests were going on. I don't know. Are there protests going on downtown right now? Over in front of the courthouse? As I say, I can't imagine they would be let in the courthouse. So are there protests going on outside the courthouse? We rely on you sometimes, the listening audience, to tell us what's going on out there. And maybe there are. I don't know how big the protests would be, though. To be honest with you, on a Friday morning, I would think that it would not be a large group, because I would think people have to work and do other things, but I could be wrong. People get very passionate about what they believe, certainly in a protesting situation. So I can't say. At this point, I really can't say. There might be a big group over there right now. Who knows? It's a lot of it has to do with who's organizing these protests, and that is in correlation with how effective they are. I just don't know. All right. Let's throw another topic on here. Governor DeWine's press conference on Wednesday night. Oh, now I'm getting a message here from Apple Butter Donut Person. All right, let's see here. I can't stop because I have to get to work early because something about freezers last night need cleaned. Sent you a picture of my mug since you like pictures. All right, well, I didn't even see the picture of the mug, so let me go back and look at the picture of the mug. Apparently somebody's drinking out of a mug here. All right. Dear boss, thanks for being my boss. If I had a different boss, I would punch him in the face and go and find you. Well, that's interesting. Now, see, that's an interesting picture this morning. I do like the pictures. I will say that. I'm a fan of the pictures. And that's a funny picture. But I don't believe that story about the freezers. Everybody has time to grab a donut. Everybody has time to grab a donut. This is not a long process. This is a very short process to get a donut. You show up, you get a donut, you go eat the donut. It's not a long process. It's very easy. So all I'm saying is I'm offering. You can't say I'm not offering. Oh, and I'm going to get more pictures today, so this is good. I like the pictures. I believe that this whole thing with camera phones has changed society. So why are we not taking more pictures? Why are we not sending people funny pictures? Why are we not doing that type of thing? I think this is a plus. I think this is very positive. I think it can change the whole trajectory of somebody's day. Like that mug to me was a very funny picture. Okay, let's see here. And you will day, do you have to sit and talk? I don't know. I'm not even sure what's being said here. In any event, the donuts are here. The donuts are here for consumption. That's all I can say at this particular point. And should the large diet from McDonald's show up? Should the scrambled eggs and the two sausage patties? You know? Who knows? I wouldn't stop it at this particular point. It just doesn't take long to pick up a donut. That's all I'm saying. All right, Governor DeWine and his press conference on Wednesday. What did you take away from that? You know, we had this primetime press conference, and really, no mandates were made, to my knowledge. So what's it all about? Let's put it that way. What's it all about? That press conference. Do you think people will wear masks? Do you think they won't wear masks? I don't know. I think that a lot of people are worried about the speculation, are worried about speculation right now. About will people wear masks, will they not wear masks? I know a lot of stores are getting very nervous that they're going to have somebody stand on the inside of the store telling people not to come in if they don't have a mask on. I know that's causing a lot of anxiety right now. I just hope people don't take it out on the store people. They're not, it's not their deal. They're not the ones who came up with this idea to make you wear a mask. Now, maybe you should be wearing a mask. Maybe you shouldn't be wearing a mask. I guess that's all up to you as a person. But if the store makes a rule, you got to abide by it. I don't know how this really is any different than stores who say, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service. That was a big thing for a long time. I know that there are stores that don't allow you to carry firearms in them. I know there are stores that don't allow you to bring other items from other stores into them. So I'm not really sure what the big difference is. If anybody knows, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we'll put you up on the air. Or if you have anything else that is of interest, call in and we will be glad to talk to you. Because your conversations here, your feedback is important. And we would like to hear it. If feedback, well, that caller who called in, that's the type of call that's important. Because you got to have these conversations on the air. You can't have them in the dark. You've got to have them right out in front of everybody. And when you have them right out in front of everybody, I do think it makes life a little easier. And maybe this is how we all should be talking right now when it comes to disagreements we're having in this country. We've got to be able to hear what the other side has to say. And we've got to get the facts in. We've got to know the facts more than anything else. Here comes a phone call. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. Sitting here listening at you talking about the donuts.
Oh, yes. Isn't that a thing?
Well, hey, getting back to the governor's plea for mask wearing.
Yes.
Scott, how are we going to slow down this virus? How are we going to keep from shutting things down again? I think that's what's going to happen if the public don't take heed to what he was talking about, suiting up and distance or whatever it takes to slow the spreading of this virus down. Because if we don't, I'm afraid that he will.
Well,
he will put a shutdown or law on mask wearing and get together the next time he comes on if it ain't slowed down. It's spreading too fast. We're getting too many people affected and hospitalized and so on and so forth. And if our economy shuts down again, man, that could be devastated the second time around. You know what I'm saying? So he's leaving it up to the public. Now, he told them, he says, we must slow it down. And it is up to you and the public to do that. Because you're the ones that's spreading it, and if they don't take heed to what is going on, he says he'll come back. He says, "Hey, I ain't forcing this. The public is. You see what I'm saying? He just triggered. He didn't really say it, but." Well, it comes back to him again, and it's not slowing down. My opinion, the people will find out then. I can't understand why it's so difficult for people to wear a mask in public. That doesn't mean you have to, if you're at home, wear the mask through the house, go out in the yard, out on the porch. That doesn't mean you have to wear one there. You should wear a mask, or what he's talking about, wearing a mask, go out to Walmart, or go down to Kroger's, or go out to Myers, and look and see the people is not wearing one. You follow me?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people not wearing them. And I wonder, coming up this next week, when Kroger and Kohl's and Walmart all institute these policies, I don't know how that's going to go. What I'm worried about right now is the person who's obviously going to have to be standing at that door telling people you can't come in and get your groceries if you don't have a mask on, because those people are going to take that out on that person, and that person's just doing their job.
Yeah, I'm like you. We're going to have hard news, no doubt. But if it's mandatory and law, them people it goes on by without consent of the doorkeeper, if they don't call the police and issue them people that went in like that, issue them a citation, plain and simple as that. If it's law, issue them a ticket. It might change a lot of people's minds about forcing a way in on people that don't have a right to really to issue them a ticket. If they're going to enforce it, it's going to have to be forced proper.
Well, that's what we wonder, right?
Pat them on the back and let them go on. They ain't no need trying to stop them in the first place. You follow me?
Well, it looks like the governor, though, is obviously trying everything he can not to have to mandate this policy.
Right. He went every way to try to convince people that he didn't want to shut down things again. Now, he told that. But mass get-togethers, a number of people, it don't make any difference where they're at. In the home, you can't hardly do anything about that at all. But now, if they're out in the yard and a big crowd is, now that might be different. But we ought to, really and truly, if he's mandatory for to be aware in public for the crowds, like the stores and so on and so forth, they ought to have more respect for their governor than to go over his head. They're just going over his head if they do. And that's not right. That's just plain not right. He's given them every opportunity in the world to do what he wants them to do and do what they should do for themselves and the other person. If you don't want to do it for yourself, think about the other person. They got a right too. And you have a right. But Scott, if you remember when I first got on to talk to you back, respect. That's what's the matter for society. We've got no respect. If you ain't got no respect for yourself about the bars, how about the other guy? How about the other people? They don't have no respect either from you. If you ain't got any. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I do, and I think that's going to be the long-term issue with this is, are people willing to do it? I know a lot of people are ticked off about it. I hope most people will be passive about it and say, okay, if I have to wear it to go in there, I'm going to wear it to go in there. But I don't know. I really don't know. If the numbers keep going up, I don't know if the governor will mandate it. I don't know. It seems like he really does not want to mandate it. So I don't know if he would. I don't know.
No, he don't want to. He don't want to, because when you tell people that they can't go back to work or whatever, that's tough, guy. I mean, Scott, that is plumb tough. But, I mean, look at Florida. Look at California. Look what a chaos they're in. Look at these front providers. It has to take care of these people. I'm afraid if they keep on and it keeps on going like it is, it's going to overrun them and they're going to throw in the towel, the front runners, the front responders. Well, if these people don't care no more about themselves And they do just keep right on spreading. What do they expect us to do for them? You understand what I'm saying, Scott? It's, you know, these doctors, these nurses just got to handle these people. I mean, you know what? That's chaos. That one doctor on there last night was talking, and he says, if you think it ain't tough to put your friend, your relation, or your neighbor in a body bag, he says, come over and follow me around a little while and see what I got to do. You know, these front runners are taking a thumping because a lot of it has to do with the public. The public out there is spreading this stuff like wildfire, and they beat everybody concerned that knows what it'll do and what it has done and what it's doing. I just don't understand it. I got a feel for them people that's got to be out in front all the time with all of these people that's got this. And it's not pleasant, Scott, if they got to go in one of them ventilators.
Mm.
That virus, sometimes it's not all that much. A lot of them gets over it, not that big a deal, but there are a lot of them that's not. Look at the count. Look at the deaths we're having. It's just plain not pleasant to when it comes to the point you have to go under one of them ventilators. And sometimes you can stay there for days and sometimes months. That wouldn't be pleasant at all, and it's happening every day.
It definitely gives us something to think. We actually have to hit a break here, but I thank you for calling in.
Yeah, okay. Hey, have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
And again, maybe we can finish that conversation on the other side of this short but very important break. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, you know, Scott, you've always been very, very nice to me. You don't hit me with any of those hardball questions, which I think is great. I really appreciate that.
WWG, your place for politics, streaming live on the internet at